It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald-Leader. They tell us rock and roll returns to Rupp Arena this weekend with one of the biggest bands in the world, Foo Fighters.
And this is the first time they have been there in 17 years. And 17 years ago, they were not even the headliner. Do you know who they were opening for?
I was going to ask, who were they opening for?
They were opening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But favorite of mine.
But according to Walter Tunitz, they kind of blew the Chili Peppers off the stage in their opening set. I don't know. Some folks might disagree, but in those 17 years, the Foos have become one of the preeminent bands in pop and rock music. And Dave Grohl has really become a dominant personality. He's just showing up everywhere doing projects with Springsteen and Elvis Costello and Rihanna Giddens and just a real diversity of folks. So it'll be cool to have them back in Rupp Arena and see what their current form is looking like. Kind of a more pop-oriented profile than they've had for a while. But another big show coming to the Commonwealth, and kind of because of the headlines recently, is Jason Aldean is visiting the Yum Center on Friday night, tonight. And this is one of its first dates since the shootings in Las Vegas. And according to reviews from other shows, he's kind of addressed it from the stage and talked about it a little bit, but is putting on, you know, his great shows that we've seen here before in Lexington at Rupp Arena. And then the very next night, Kings of Leon are at the Yum Center. So a real busy weekend in Louisville. But we also have a real busy weekend on local stages here.
We do. The Lexington Ballet is going to be at the Lexington Opera House on Saturday. And they'll be performing West Side and Other Stories. The West Side Story, they had performed first in 2010 at the World Equestrian Game. It's back now with all new choreography. And then also the Lexington Children's Theater on Sunday. It has The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, perfect time of the year.
The Headless Horseman.
Yes, and the Ichabod Crane. And also, out at the Horse Park, it's not a show, but it is definitely major shopping, Vintage Market Days, which you have all these repurposed items, which is extremely popular these days. So that's all weekend, Friday through Sunday.
And they have entertainment and stuff there,
sure,
too.
Live music. They're going to have food trucks out there, too. So you can just spend the day and spend your money. And speaking of food, on today is Food Truck Friday at the Lexington Herald-Leader.
The last one of the year.
That's right, from 11 to 2, and it's supposed to be gorgeous. So
we went through such a string where it rained on them, but yes, we will have Food Truck Friday here at the Herald-Leader, a beautiful day. And then you can end the day with Freaky Friday Flicks.
It's Freaky Friday Flicks. That is tonight out at Moondance Amphitheater, and the film is going to be E.T., the extraterrestrial. So,
phone home.
A classic.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.